In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from Luke, the 6th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we used to say, no good deed goes unrewarded. But we've changed that. Now, we say, no good deed goes unpunished. And it doesn't even have to be a good deed. It could be an excellent deed or a mediocre deed. It doesn't have to be a deed, in fact, at all. It could be a word, a good word, an excellent word, a mediocre word. And someone, somewhere, especially if you say it on the internet, will punish you for it. They will come with their experience or their expertise, and they'll tell you how you got it all wrong. No good deed and no good word will go unpunished. That's the way of the world. And so we take up those ways. If people do something to me, then I can do something to them. If people say something about me, then I can say something about them. If a person won't forgive me, then I won't forgive him or her. Do to others what they do to you. That is how we operate. And no one will say, you're not justified in acting toward others the way they act toward you, because that's just how things are. And then Jesus today says, but I say to you who are hearing me, because not everyone hears Jesus. Sure, the sound waves might resonate in the eardrum, but that's not what it means to hear Jesus. For that, you need to have new ears dug out by the Holy Spirit, so that that word can be firmly planted in your heart. Then you can truly say, I hear Jesus. I say to you who are hearing me, Jesus says, don't be like the world. How often do the ways of the world take root, take up residence in us who should not be of the world? But Jesus says it should not be so among us. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who abuse you. These are the opposite of the ways of the world. Everyone in the world will do good to those who do good to them. Everyone in the world will love those who love them. And everyone in the world will lend to those whom they expect to get repaid by. But loving your enemies, doing good to those who hate you, and praying for those who abuse you is how the children of God act. Because that is how God acts toward his enemies, and those who hate him, and those who abuse his name. He does not repay evil for evil. He does not give according to what his own creatures give to him. He does the good deed, and it does go. No, it does not go unpunished. And God does not wait to do good until we do good to him. In fact, it's impossible to do good for God before he does good to you. Because a long time before any of us were born, God sent his Son and gave him into the world. And he came to his own, but his own did not receive him. Instead, his enemies hated him, had him crucified, abused him with thorns and nails and a cross. And yet, still all the while, he prayed for them. Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. And he loved them unto death, even death on a cross. He gave forgiveness. He gave love, even to those who hated him. And in fact, his cross is his love for those who crucify him. A picture of Jesus is found in our Old Testament reading. Joseph's brothers had sold him into slavery. They had lied to their father. Joseph's father about exactly what had happened to him. But here's one of those reversal of fortune stories that we talked about last week. Joseph went from languishing in prison to being second most powerful person in all Egypt. And now his brothers stand before him, and they know exactly what they deserve. And Joseph had the power to do whatever he wanted to do to them. So they tremble in his presence in fear of his judgment. But Joseph does not give them what they deserve. He gives them God's undeserved mercy. He forgives them. He says, I have been sent here to save you. Come and eat. Come and share the table of the king. Have we acted like Jesus? Have we been kind and merciful as our Father is kind and merciful? How rare it is. How seldom I have acted like the God who does good and loves me. And how often the ways of the world have taken residence inside me so that I return evil for evil and hatred for hatred, as do you. I am, you are, a poor, miserable sinner. I, like you, justly deserve God's temporal and eternal punishment. We know what we deserve. God has the power to do whatever he wants to do in judgment for us. Scary, isn't it? God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And what is absolutely remarkable and utterly incomprehensible is that God does not give us what we deserve. He gives us Jesus, who is killed not because he is guilty or evil, but because he is innocent and good. And this Jesus comes and says, I have been sent to save you. I have borne your punishment, carried your sorrows, and been fixed with nails to the wood of the cross. I have loved you unto death, and I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I welcome you, dear repentant sinner, made today saint. I welcome you to my table. Come and eat with me. Come, share in the table of the King. He doesn't just tell us to do good and to do right, although that should be enough for us. He doesn't simply say it as if we hadn't heard it enough or as if we didn't know what we should do. No, he shows it. He becomes it. Jesus is mercy. He is kindness and compassion. In the flesh, God, for us and for our salvation. He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil, and he makes the ungrateful and evil repentant by his holy word and spirit. And then he has mercy on us, repentant sinners. He takes all of that as his own. He gives to us his life and love. O Lord, have mercy on us. Strengthen us through the same sacrament, through the same love and faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another, that prayerful in love toward one another and you, we might be the children you have made us to be, children of our heavenly Father. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Amen.